Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or gentlemen. I've got Simon with me as well again today.
Hello.
Because it's weekend, we're sitting on the sofa. I've been reading so many news stories today about the referendum. It's all kind of just blended into one now. So I'm not entirely sure anymore what's what. But I just saw this one on the BBC. It only just went up a few minutes ago. Johnson vows EU cooperation after the referendum result. Apparently, he's written something in the Telegraph.
Tomorrow's Telegraph.
For tomorrow. Ah, did you say I have to clear my cookies? Which I can't read at the moment because it keeps telling me I've read all my free news stories in there. So I have to have a look somewhere else. Which is quite interesting. So it almost sounds like he's had some ideas of what he wants to do going forward. They've quoted him and they said they're still going to be intense and intensifying European cooperation and partnership in the fields of arts, sciences, universities, and improving the environment.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
Well, it sounds good. He's not mentioned trade at all yet. That was a bit further down. Oh, yeah, and then he said British people will still be able to go and work in the EU to live, travel, study, buy homes, and settle down, as the German equivalent of the CBI, the BDI, has very sensibly reminded us. There will continue to be free trade and access to the single market. No, they've not reminded anyone. They tried to calm their own membership on Thursday and said, yeah, we're going to continue trading because German business is not at all prepared for Brexit because they didn't think it was going to happen. Mm. They were all a bit worried, but they didn't really know what to do about it. So I think that was just sort of a statement they came out with to calm them down, but these are not politicians, so what they say is not in any way binding. EU citizens living in this country will have their rights fully protected. I think that's something that a lot of the Brexiters aren't aware of, from what I've read today in comments, etc. Yeah. And the same goes for British citizens living in the EU. Yeah, so the comments I've read is that people who voted for Leave and who voted on immigration, they all seem to have a completely different idea from each other what that actually means. Because in the campaign, it was all just less immigration. And it was very, from what I saw, it was very rarely pointed out that actually there's two sides to this. There's EU immigration, which you can't control. And then there's non-EU immigration, which you can control. That's the other half. And obviously, and then there's some illegal immigration, which I don't know how many problems they have with that, apart from, you know, the migrants that get picked up on the lorry every now and then, because it's an island, so it's a little bit more difficult to get into than some countries in Europe. But I don't think that was clarified. So, and from what I've read in comments, is that it goes from all migrants should leave, all EU migrants should leave.
This is what the Brexit voters,
ones have said. Yeah, so this is sort of comments that I've been reading from people, what they understand by less immigration. That is their own. Everybody seems to have their own individual version of what less immigration means to them.
So that's what they think they were promised.
Yeah, so and some of them say, so all EU migrants should go home. No, only all EU migrants who don't work. No, all EU migrants they can only stay if they work and don't claim any kind of benefit. Okay. So there's a lot of qualification to that. And then we've seen racist incidents rise, not just against Eastern Europeans, but also against British citizens of a different skin colour. They've been told to go home too. So some people clearly haven't understood what this was all about.
Okay, but to bring it back to what Boris has said.
Yes, okay, so that was just an aside.
He's So what he's now.
So, but now he's just kind of. But so there will be more. So he's saying there's more cooperation. There's more. It would be helpful to read the whole article in its entirety, of course. But from what the BBC, the quotes the BBC has pulled out, he's promising more cooperation. He's promising that EU citizens will live here. British citizens will still live in the EU. British people will still go about in Europe as before. There'll still be free trade, access to the single market. So basically everything will stay as it was. The only change, he says, and this it will not come in any great rush, is that the UK will extricate itself from the EU's extraordinary and opaque system of legislation, the vast and growing corpus of law enacted by a European Court of Justice from which there can be no appeal. So it basically looks like everything's going to stay the same as before, but we don't want the EU laws anymore.
Yeah.
So on the one hand, it seems a step forward because he seems to have some idea now what he wants to do. Well, that's good. That's like first step. If you want, you know, if someone will need to go and negotiate with the EU at some point, so it's good that he's starting to form an idea what that could possibly what he's aiming for.
Yeah.
But basically, that looks like full membership, but we don't want the laws anymore, from what it says here.
So it's like all the cost of full membership.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't mentioned any money, but presumably we'd still have to pay the money, wouldn't we?
Well, and presumably we'd have to pay more.
Mm.
Because we wouldn't be getting, you know...
Well,
we
wouldn't get the rebate anymore, I guess.
The rebate that's been... That was negotiated by Thatcher is mm-hmm. null and void.
Yeah,
so that's what he's hoping for. Whether he'll actually be able to get that is another matter. So that's the very best we're gonna get.
Well, the way he's put it again, it's just lots of there will be this, there will be that. Well, he's got no idea what there will be. I think he needs to stop using language like that because that's what persuaded people in the first place. Well, how do we, you know...
Work well for him. He should carry on doing it, shouldn't he?
Yeah, well... yes, from that point of view, of course. But again, it's just lots of promises. And, you know, nobody actually know. You know, there's no... Plus, I mean, is it really going to be that great if we don't have to... I mean, I don't know, but some of the EU laws actually seem to be quite sensible.
Yes.
I very much doubt that a Tory government would have thought of... various employee rights that have come from the EU.
Well, we could still be inspired. I mean, don't we already go around cherry picking what we think is the best of other people's laws? Didn't we try and do that with education?
Yeah, we do that with education.
We try and do it with education and with health and stuff like that. So maybe that's what I'm thinking of. I mean, this sounds good because it sounds like this will quell the economic fears. And this was what I was thinking. You know. On the morning thing, when I heard that it was actually happening, was that okay? Well, maybe that's the best we can hope for. It's basically, isn't it reversing Maastricht or Lisbon or something? I can't remember which one it is. Yeah, getting rid of the political union elements of it and getting back to just having the trading and the free movement of people and stuff. But not having the same. Not having the political union.
Yeah, but will the EU want to do that? They're trying to move closer together.
Yeah.
So do they want to give us the benefits without having to then?
Yeah, but maybe the people that are the architects of the EU realise that actually it was a step too far. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, it depends what other countries join in.
Sweden and France and everyone else start saying, "Oh, actually, can we have what Britain has?" Otherwise, you know, and we'll have a snap referendum. Sorry, we'll have a referendum and threaten to leave as well, so we can have the same deal that the UK's got. Yeah, I can see that happening. But yeah, I'm just saying maybe the European architects have taken it too far.
Yeah. Well, the other European countries aren't very happy either. So yeah, we'll see. As a very short, I'm running out of time, but also George Osborne's going to come out with a statement from the markets tomorrow morning. So something else to watch out for.